But let us not think these words are spoken to only them, but also to all who suffer from the same disease and live a corrupt life. Truthfully, not only those who embrace corrupt doctrines, but also those who are entangled in serious sins, are completely drunk and irrational. Therefore, it is rightfully said to them, "Awake," and especially to those who are burdened by the sleepiness of greed, who rob sinfully. For there is a good kind of robbery, the robbery of heaven, which does no harm, although in terms of money it is impossible for one to become rich without another becoming poor first. Yet in spiritual matters it's not so, but rather the opposite. It's impossible for anyone to become rich without increasing someone else's wealth. For if you do not help anyone, you will not be able to become rich. Thus, while in temporal matters giving results in reduction, in spiritual matters, on the contrary, giving leads to increase, and not giving creates severe poverty and attracts severe punishment. This is symbolized by the person who buried his talent. Similarly, the person who has wisdom can also increase his own wealth by sharing it with others and making many wise. But the person who buries it at home deprives himself of his wealth by failing to earn the profits of many. Again, he who had other gifts, by healing many, increased his own gift. He was neither emptied by giving and fulfilled many others with his own spiritual gift. And in all spiritual matters, this rule stands firm. Thus, in the kingdom, he who shares his part of the kingdom with many will thus receive more fully its fruits in return. But he who does not wish to share with anyone else will himself be excluded from those many blessings. For if the wisdom of the sensory world is not exhausted, even when 10,000 forcibly take it, nor does the craftsperson lose his skill by training many more craftspersons, much less does he who seizes the kingdom diminish it, but rather our wealth increases when we invite many to share in it.